If we wish to be united to God, we should value all the operations of His grace, but we should cling only to the duties of the present moment. We possess and enjoy God by union with His will, and we deceive ourselves if we imagine that we can have this delight by any other means. Union with His will is the unique means. There is no special way of achieving this, for He can assure it by any means He wants. God unites His will to ours in a thousand different ways, and the one He employs in our case is always the best for us. We should honor and love them all, for they are all arranged by God to suit each individual soul to bring about this union. We must hold fast to what He chooses and make no choice for ourselves, yet be eager to revere and love whatever He fixes upon for other people. For instance, if God wants me to use vocal prayers and enjoy spiritually moving devotions, I should still love and venerate the silence and the dark night which the faith of others brings them. But as far as I am concerned, I shall use the duties of the present moment and by them be united with God. I shall not, as the quietists do, believe that true religion means doing nothing, for we become holy by the law of God, and He always makes all He chooses useful to us. No, I shall not attempt to set limits to the will of God. I shall welcome it however it manifests itself, and shall rejoice to see it working on others, no matter what form it takes. So paradoxical though it sounds, we all have only one way to perfection, but within that way there are many certain differences and variations to suit our individualities. And all of us, if we have the needful simplicity, say, let us keep going toward the same goal, but by our own path, united in our obedience to God, who manifests His will so differently to each of us. It is with this in mind that we should read the lives of saints and other books of spirituality without ever leaving the path allotted to us. This is why we should never read spiritual books or talk with other people about spiritual matters unless God permits us to. But if He does make it clear that it is our immediate duty to do this, we shall not change course, but rather be established in it no matter what we read or discuss. But if what we read and discuss is not planned for us by God to meet the needs of the present moment, we shall have nothing but trouble and confusion, because without God's will, there can be only turmoil. So why do we become troubled and anxious about matters which have nothing to do with what we shall do here and now? When will God be all in all to us? Let us live entirely for God.